Okay, I'm gonna get a bracha on rice. So, Marvin's down.
So, Iris, whatever Iris is.
Supposed to be in all the way, right?
Mevarachalav, Bar Priadama. Your cases of Iris, you make Bar Priadama, Vacharbana Fashis. Ben Bishlu, Armayan Zanshin Smayach, we talked about in the past. Mevarachalav, Bar Priadama. So, first, the discussion is actually when the Gemara says Iris. And where it says Deichen, this Machlikas is actually, the Mark comes out that Eres is Zainus and Bernafashis, Achav Leklum. And Machlikas, what's Eres, what's Deichen? So Taisus over there, Afanar brings down two Shitas, which is Eres and which is Deichen. Therefore, we're not exactly sure exactly what this Min Eres we're talking about. Is it referring to rice or is it referring to something else? Rice is doichin v'yishma fashim imcha. So therefore, the Magamar brings down Pashim the Bach and the Shlah. That being every time Erez is always a safek, what is it? Is it Mazainis or is it maybe has the deichin? We're not sure exactly what it is. Therefore, he says the Yerushimayim is only noig to eat in the Suda because it's not exactly clear exactly what what bracha it is, which is Erez, which is deichin. And therefore, Machmoni in the Suda. The Ma'aseh of the Goyin, among the Rambam goes like this, Mishnah Berura, Aruch HaShulchan, they all say that when the Gemara says Oyriz, Sugdam Oyriz is rice. Doichin, Chibur Ber Yosef, Mati Yehuda, Ma'aseh Rav, Oyriz, who rice, and Baruch Labayim and Zainus. That Mishnah brings down from many Shitas, including the Goyin, Aruch HaShulchan also goes like this, and said, when it refers to Iris, it refers to our rice, and therefore it's going to be Mezainis. So, and every time you have, before you're starting off Iris in terms of rice, in terms of figuring out what bracha you make, so the first stuff you always have is before you get into Val, Hersa Klip, Nasa Klip, Mavoshal, Namavoshal, Teruvus, things like that, it's number one. Sign number one is like, what is Iris? If Iris is rice, so if a fishing horse says, it's Mezainis, and if it's Kaisis, it's Iris, it's Meadama. If you cook it, it's going to be mezainis, and afterwards it's going to be barnafashis. But if ayres doesn't mean rice, and it's really deichen, so then that's not going to be the bracha. So really there are three possibilities in terms of where bracha you make an ayres. It could be like ayres is a sandwich that's cooked. It could be like the, if we learn that the ayres in the Gemara means rice, then it'll be if it's cooked. Nimuach, or saklip, things like that, it's going to be mezainis and barnafashis. If you hold that it's not ayres, it's not rice, so then there's a tzad to say that, the Beish Takas had to say that it's going to be Adama. And the Rosh means on the third side, it means a tzad from the Bahag, which says, and the Bahag says you make shahakal. So therefore, it's a big bubble every single time in terms of what bracha to make on rice. Therefore, there are those which are machmer, like the shla, the Bahag hasel, it's only in the Suda, or your pater. There is a fine example from Misha Feinstein, that Tanhaga or Misha was, that, and this is in Chelek, Zion, Simen Hay, that Ramesh was always Neig. Lois of Bachel Eris, they make Bachel Eris, Lois of Mizanus, Amazanus, you made Amazanus something else, Adama Yerek, Makachachach Eris. He's Chesh for the Sheet of Mizanus and Adama, that's much Akal, and he always patted it with something else, and never made Bachel Straight on Eris, that's the Hagar of Ramesh of Feinstein. Shevi Levi and Shiva writes, that's him a big suffix, what should be the Bracha on Eris. Three Sfikas, Mzainis, Adama, Shaakal, maybe it's Teichen. Chalamaker Daka Hira, whoever knows, who's he writing this from, I'm not sure. Chalamaker Daka Hira, whoever is Maker, the way a person has to pass in Yodea, Shaylamir Harazes, the Rabbim, I'm going to base Israel. You don't give such a sack to the Rabbim, they make three brachas, some pattering, it's not Vyotzmize, Hefsin Neged Harevach, they give such a sack to the Kleis on a whole. That every single time you have to sit there patching, we get three brachas. You know, it's not a kedai thing to do. Therefore, he says that karetz lahachmer laatzmi achmer. Abhoil hara lemaisa brua. The hara for the tzibur is that you're going to do like the goyin or chashochan. That what you're going to do is you're going to make a mezainis and a burner fleshes. So the first thing you have to realize is big machlekes in terms of what the brach is. Right, there is on Hogar to go ahead and patter it. Sugi da'alma is that not like that. Sugi da'alma is to consider that Ayers is rice and therefore go with the mezainis and barnet fashas. Now, even inside that, it's rice. So the Gemara says that koizu zayiris, if you eat it raw, you make adama. If you go ahead and make it into sometimes tavshin, sometimes into meisakadera, then it's going to be mezainis. The question is, what do you need in order to make it into a barnet mezainis? By chita, we saw if you koizu chita make adama, what do you need in order to make a chita into mezainis? So it's in the Smayach, and there was like D-book, or Sraklipa, sort of like 8, 9 rules, we spoke about that, in previous year. When it comes to Oyres, so the Rush says clearly you have to be Bishul, and it has to be like Daisa, you have to cook it, it has to come soft, fall apart, through the Bishul process. And if that would not happen, then it would not get a din of, what?
Whole rice.
What do you say?
Whole grain rice.
One second. Okay, then a second. That's Shita's Rush. Rabbeinu Yoina, it's not 100% clear. The Beseisim Sivik in the Rabbeinu Yoina, Smashman Rabbeinu Yoina, even if it's Shalai Mikbarin Mizainis, that's the Mashmais Rabbeinu Yoina. So it goes back and forth and saying, like, first, like, what Pshvit of Shah? Why is it even a Chita? Chita, we said, if you do it Shalai, then the halach is that it would not, Arishalim would stay Adama. You have to have Hursa Klippa, you have to have Nismaich, you have to have Kachan. It says, Ula Yishlecha, like a chiluk, din Oyre is a chita, because chita is not darkoi to do it like that. When you're making it to Tapshi, you always do Hursa Klippa, there's Nismaich, there's Dibuk. My shaken over here being that it is darkoi bekach, they do it Shalim, so therefore maybe even if it's Shalim, it's going to get its bracha and it's going to be Berman and Mizainis. He's back and forth, not 100% clear exactly what is Maskana in the Beis Yosef. The Mechaber says the case is a reason for Rachel Barpiadach and Achar Barnefashis and Bishlo. Mechaber doesn't say anything about being a Smaich. He's just a Stamzai. Sounds like he's going like that's Sarah Ben Yoina. Even if it be Shalim, but being this is Dark Ebekach, then it's going to be Mezainis. There are more throws in this tonight? No, Ashin is Smaich. You have to have some Smaich. If it's not Smaich, it's not going to be Mezainis. Even if Smaich starts to be Bishlo enough, it's Shalim, it'll be a Barpi. So, we get to where we have a whole machlekes. So, we have the pastor's machaber, ho, is yoni nismayach, or ho, is yoni yes nismayach. The be'aloch is machria, that he wants us the ikkers kedivir rama. Why? Number one, it's rama. Number two is, we have a clear rush which says clearly yoni nismayach. That's not for debate. In Rabbeinu Yoina, we have a vikuach, a suffix, is that where Rabbeinu Yoina holds. So, it's not that doesn't clear Rabbeinu Yoina holds. We might have a chat in the rama. He said he also found many chaval vishem serving Cain. Taisus, Ben Yehuda, Razura, Riaz, the Dafkas, Kain, Tavisham, Zainus, if it's Shalim, make Barpi Adama. If the Akhira of the Berlach is that the only time it gets a din of Zainus is, it has to be a point that it's going to be in a smaich through the Bishul process. Then he adds on one more Nakuda, which is Vechash Nakuda, let's say he just first saw a Klippa, it's not the smaich. He just took off the Klippa. So he brings on from the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim says that. It's not Shalim. Even it's not in Mishal. Well, I can remember, even by Chitim, we said the Shitas Rambam is Husa Klippa alone is enough as Mzainis. Even though we're over this Chaylak, but we have the Shitas Rambam. So therefore he says, if it's Husa Klippa, Mavarch, Mzainis, Lehifsid, make Mzainis, you don't lose. But frat, but the Yavid Yitzhak Rech Mizainis, I call Mele Design. Frat that b'diavad your yotzim in mezayin, therefore it's going to be okay. Therefore, it's just a kippah zalach. So, kippah zalach ma'is what you need. Mizayich edei b'shu what's halacha? Mezayinus. If it's totally shalom, not hursa klippah what's halacha? Even if you cook it, it's for sure adama. If it's hursa klippah, even though it's shalom, it's not mizayich edei b'shu. I'm a varch leyusit to make a b'rim mezayinus. Okay, so if I look on the mice, and we're dealing with rice. So white rice is definitely Hosar Klippa. That's nothing to talk about. That's why it's Hosar Klippa. When you're dealing with brown rice, so there's a discussion whether is that called Hosar Klippa or not. Apparently there are two Klippas. There's like an outer Klippa and then there's inner Klippa. The brown rice, you just didn't take off the second layer, and the shadow is not considered Hosar Klippa. So there is a somewhat of a vikuach back and forth. But Lemaisa seems to be the scum of most Paiskim is that Lemaisa would be yes to be Hursa Klippa, and therefore all the rice would be Exeter Hursa Klippa, and therefore no matter what you do with it, it's going to be Mezainis, and because it's Nachshav Hursa Klippa. Now, if you have rice mixed in with something else, the marshmoyt, the riff in the Rambam, is that which we say that rice batsim is a chiddush that comes with zaynus. Even though it's not a hemini dagan, it's a chiddush that comes with zaynus. The marshmoyt, the riff in the Rambam, says once in the daik, that the only time it has a chashivas, that it gets a special bracha, and we say that it gets a din that gets with zaynus, that's only when it's by itself. Once it gets mixed in the teruvus, even if the teruvus is not the thing, it doesn't have a cheshivas to it, and the halacha is that it's going to lose by mezonos, and it's going to be brine fashis. All the rishonim are clearly not like that. The Rosh, the tour, they clearly say that no, it's regular kavatafel. A regular kavatafel way it works is you go bus a raif. If raif is the min, you get the bracha. If raif is not the min, you don't get the bracha. Harry Paskin, the Rosh Mchaber Zhuchle Murve Mdavachler is the Vadoi. So if you do it with another tapshal, and it's going to be a rave, so it's clearly they're going with the gedder of a rave. Shatsirim brings down, not like the Bach and Taz, I have a suffix, let's remember them. They are going to rush. So therefore the rave is Ares, is Kilos Levadai. If rave Kakol means that if you have something is rave, that's why therefore if the rave is Ares, you can bust the Ares. If the rave is other thing, you go bust the other thing. Yeah. Now, when you get the bracha on rice cakes, and I guess Rice Krispies, and speak of bracha chayna. So, let's just start with the Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies, let's start with rice cakes. Okay, so rice cakes, basically, nachal. The gemara again is that if you have something which is koisis ayriz, you make adama. If a person goes ahead and has a sarklipa with a bushel, dashni smayich, then you go ahead and you make a mezainis. Now the mitzvah of rice cakes is that it's puffed, basically. You know, that's the way they make it. Could be done with steam, the way they puff it. And it doesn't go through a bushel process. So therefore the shah is what bracha you make on it. So there are three shitas in terms of what brachas you make on it. There is a camp, like Avni Sogels like this, Dine Fisher, so Carol said it's not like this, that being that it's so nishtanis, changing it, a whole different item, so something being that it's changed from a different item, there's no shaykhs to like kaisa zayiris, and therefore it's nishtanis in the gamri, therefore when they want a time, they usually go ahead and make a shahakal, which is in a mkush like a shita. Kimin derekal, but even anal, I'm starving because you're this like shahakal, I want to say maybe that's going to be shahakal. Shita number two, which is more the pashtis adavar, that it has a din of kaisa zayiris, it wasn't cooked, and therefore it wasn't stavik ei bishul, and therefore the lach is going to make, you're going to make a vibri adama. This is the yeah. Rav Yashiv had a chiddush that he wants to say that Lamaisa steam gets a dinner bishul, and since it's nistabik through steam, therefore Rav Yashiv want to say that you go ahead and make a mezainis. Halacha Lamaisa seems like most of the place get more noita to the shita that's going to be it's going to be a damashiv. They want this, Tzion, Scheinberg and others, they want to say that the Rukos goes very stark like this, that that they go with the shita that's going to be adama. The Lamaisa has a din of kaisas ayres. In a rice case, one should make a hadama. But Friday, you have to make a midcheshman over here. According to some shittas, every single time on rice, what bracha you make hadama anyhow. Right? It's telling the machlekes, right? What are is? Are is doichin, or is rice? So here, there's a shtaka side. Anyhow, you make hadama. Because even if it's a mavot, you have a zat side. And if a lach lamaisa, because the kipshute, the lach is just going to make hadama. Now, but again, Rice Krispies, the way you make Rice Krispies is they cook it. Then afterwards, they puff it. That's the tzura they make. So if you cook rice, what do we say? Hursa klip and you cook rice, what's going to be the halacha? We say it's going to be mezainis. Therefore, that's the minhag ha'olam on Rice Krispies, is it to make a mezainis. So this bracha is ma'ir, that the two types of Rice Krispies, some of them, after you cook them, the metzias is that's roi lechel. It's totally right to eat them. The means for to eat them, it's pashas and mezainis. There are some of them which they have like things inside of there that's not right to be eaten at that point. As I'm talking, did one of the cashless people mention that to us when they gave a share about Rice Krispies? What? Huh? Not sure. No, I thought it was an elephant. He said it was a Rice Krispies. What do you mean?
they handle the big shilas drill with half and half.
I guess I'm not sure. But kids, there is a type which is not roy lechel after you cook it. So therefore, it's not roy lechel. It's not like that. If it's not like that, then it's not so posh. It's going to be mazainous because the bishul didn't make it into a tapshul. It's not a daisa. It's not roy lechel. Says if you have a supik, he says maybe make a mazainous because he's awake. Maybe it's going to work. But, you know, it could be a vitali in the metzias. You know, if the hechsher is coming along and telling you that to make a adam in it, that's not roy lechel. That's not roy lechel. Now the shai shuvah brings down in the gay bracha achrayin on rice. It's all the time. In my lawyers, mavushel, uberich al micha. If you by mistake make al micha on iris, halach is make barnefashis. If let's say b'diav you make al micha, or you had lachmenet v'iris uberich al micha, you had a cake or something of brachas and rice and you made al micha. Point is iris b'diav and micha shaper micha v'kalkala. Says that. But the evidence is going to patch it because the ma'isa it is have a shaykes mecha kala. And there after them is safkan he's always becoming geshkim a berach al mecha any chayz mevarch safik brachas lahakel and hence again he's saying safik brachas lahakel and therefore he wants to say that he wants to say that you could be going to be patch it and therefore we safik brachas lahakel. The Ben Ishchai says fakai you should only make one bracha. If you have a cake and a rice, you shouldn't make a bride of fashas, just have a mind to partner it. That's what he says. Shevet Levi says, that's the devil of Miskabal Alev. You know, Kipshuta is two separate brachas, maybe one will be Diavet, Safig, is Nichlal, but each thing has its own bracha. He says, Gamach B'Diavet, Chizh Kal Alacha. One, B'Diavet, if I make Al-Micha straight up on rice, that's the Chizh Kal Alacha. We'll go like that. You get the shah sometimes. A guy calls up, I made Al-Micha on rice, fine, B'Diavet, Yitzah. Seder. But Maisa Chazal covered the brachas by nefashas, and they took it out of Mizayin Salam Michil. So if Avadi is like the brachas gam by nefashas, Avadi wants to make by nefashas, says that which he told me from the Ben Shchai the Kafar Chaim because I don't have the sefer like there. But Kipshuta is very big. Say that Kipshuta Chazal Mechayev for brachas by nefashas. Maybe the other one says you Yoytza, but Avadi Chazal or Mechayev. Therefore, the place we say the Maisa. If you have a cake and rice. The chachila, what you should do is, number one, make brine fashas first. Before the alamicha, you know, first. Like this, you don't have the shayla, you make brine fashas first. Or have a mind make an alamicha and not to go and pater the brine fashas. You're right to do it, because betzim, it's too brach. Betzim would be better to make brine fashas first. But the other side would be just to have a mind not to pater it, because otherwise you get yourself into a serious shayla.